You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And welcome everybody. I'm so excited that you have decided again. You made a choice, and you made a good choice too, to tune into your spiritual GPS to success. There you go. Come on. You know I like to hear y'all scream. Say, go Mosley. Go Mosley. Go Mosley. Yes, I love it. I really do love it. I thank you. I enjoy this show. Can't you tell? I really have a fun each and every week doing the show with you. I really do thank you so much for your energy, for your love, and the support that you have been giving to me. I really, and I can't say that enough. I'm very serious. So many of you send me emails and send me texts, and I'm going to try to read some of those today. I really am. But you are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, I want you to let me know, where are you tuning in from? Where are you listening from? Some of you have even went as far as to let me know you listen to me on your way to work. Some of you even let me know I listen to you on my way home from work, which I take that as an honor. I really do. Because sometime after work, you done had a rough day and don't feel like listening to nobody. But you decide to listen to me, and I'm very grateful. I believe another dear friend let me know that they listen to me while they are walking in the park. They let me know that they're listening while they're jogging. And so I really do appreciate that. Thank you. But let me know what city or what country are you listening to me from. I know we got some people in Jamaica. Yeah, man. I love you all over there. I got to go back over there. I really do. Is that where I had that jerk chicken? Or jerk? I don't know what it was. It was hot. It was hot. And I'm trying to be all cute and everything. But it was burning me up because I didn't know what it was. But Jamaica, I thank you so very much. And all of you in the surrounding areas, I would love to know, are there any people in Canada that are listening? What about Montreal? I visited them last year. It is just beautiful out there. What about in Europe? What about some people in London? My friends in Florida, how are you all doing? Anybody in Rhode Island? Isn't that the smallest state in America, Rhode Island? I wonder. I really just need to go by there and see what's in Rhode Island. You know, really. Let's go by Rhode Island. But San Francisco, I would just love. Call me, let me know, or text me at 916-467-4448. Okay, 916-467-4448. And I am really excited about our website. Log onto the website, drmichaelmosley.com. That's drmichaelmosley. Okay, .com. I have a summer special that's on there. I would love for you to partake of. Some of you have said, I would love to get a reading from you. I would love to get some hypnotherapy sessions with you. And really, there's a summer special that's going on, and it's only for the summer. It really is. It's only for the summer. So I would love you to be a part of that summer special. Okay. So really log on to the website. And that's the best way you can do that, to be a part of the summer special. DrMichaelMosley. DrMichaelMosley.com. And you can do like some others of you, go to Facebook. Go to Facebook. And they have what they call a fan page called Dr. Michael Mosley. That sounds so bougie, doesn't it? Fan page. Go visit my fan page, you know. But really, that's what they call it. That is what they call it. But go to Dr. Michael Mosley, and I would love to read your comments and thank you. There have been those of you that have been leaving reviews. I didn't even know you could do that. I did not know that until I went over there and I saw so-and-so left a review. I'm like, oh, review? And I had to look at it and say, oh, what they say about me? You know, but you all have been so sweet. So you can leave a review there. You can and inbox me. I would love to hear from you. We have a great show coming up for you right now. So don't go anywhere. You need to text somebody, call them, let them know, hey, you need to tune into this podcast. I want to talk about how do you develop trust? How do you develop trust? Huh? How do you, even from the universe standpoint, from person to person, even with yourself, how do we develop trust? I'm going to make more sense of that. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I am so grateful for all of you that are letting me know that you are tuning in. Now, listen, this show is being recorded live. It really is. Let's see if I can y'all say something? Just say, hey, giggle or something. Can y'all do something? There you go. Y'all didn't do it loud enough. Do it again. There you go. Say something. Let them know that we are live. Okay. But listen, I would love you to be a part of our live show. I give prophetic insight, give readings, and just we help us one to another. We really are. And you know what? Because honestly, when some of you that I am privileged to give advice to or give counsel to, I turn right around and use it for myself. Because it is true, I've had this to happen. I've had some psychics and some intuitive people and prophetic people that have called me and said, why is it that I cannot see for myself? And I said, that's a norm. You know, most prophets or most people that are intuitive, you really can't see for yourself. But it's when I help somebody else that I could probably see, most likely see an answer to a situation that I'm going through. But it's got to be through me giving to someone else. And everybody needs somebody. I thank God. I got to have my friend, one of my best friends on the show with me. I do that next week. Have my best friend to be on the show with me because everybody needs somebody they can talk to. You know, really, everybody needs somebody that they can talk to because you got to have something. In this day and age, you got to have somebody that you can vent to. It's not that I need you to solve my problem. It's just I need to vent. I need to vent. I need somebody that can help me vent. You know, anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, you just need somebody that can help. I just need you to listen. Don't even try to solve it right now. Just, you know, and listen, now the church people are not going to like this, and I understand that. But, you know, sometimes it just feels good to cuss it out. Sometimes it just really, now I know somebody, I don't know about that, Dr. Mosley, but, you know, there are some people, when they come in my office, or when I'm in a session with some people, I really do not try to limit their method of speech. I do not try to limit their method of speech. However it comes, that's just how it comes. You know, I really want them to just, hey, be who you are. But I want us to understand that sometimes some people just need to, they need to just talk it out, get it out the best way that they possibly can. Just talk it out, get it out the best way they possibly can. And do you know the universe or God understands that? God understands that. You know, sometimes we just got to just, this is it. Let me get it out and then I can sweeten it up later. You know, sometimes it has to be that way. But I want to thank you, those of you that have been tuning in and logging in, letting me know that you are here. And I appreciate you very, 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 very much. I really do. I cannot say thank you enough to those of you that are really letting me know that you are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. So don't forget to go by the website. And don't forget, if you want to be part of our live audience, our recording audience, text the word LOA. LOA to 40691. 40691. Okay. 406. My live audience, y'all are something else. You know why? Because somebody's texting me right now. You know, I can't say that what they text me, but they said sometimes you just got to have we gonna say the word witch, okay? They said you got to have a witch and a wine session, preferably with some red wine and some chocolate, okay? Yeah, that's how they make it through it. Wow. Okay, I got you. But you know, how do you develop trust? I've had some people that have sent, you know, messages to me and you know, they heard the show about, you know, what are you really afraid of? But whenever there's fear there, a lot of times there's an issue of trust. Wherever there is fear, there is an issue of trust. And how do you build trust, even with the universe? Now, you know, I'm definitely a Christian and I do a lot in church and that's wonderful. But that's why I do like to use the term universe. I really do. Because it gives me a broader understanding and a broader perspective of who God really is. It gives me a broader understanding, because we've heard God all our life. God loves you. God this, God. And that's wonderful. When I say the universe, my idea of the universe, I think of a big galaxy. I really do. And so it gives me a broader perspective. So hopefully I'm not offending anyone when I do say the word universe. But how do you develop trust even in the universe? How do you do that? And today there may be somebody on the phone line. How did you develop trust with the universe? How are you able to really, as we say, trust God? Now, some people in religious circles, we say, believe by faith. You know, this is what we say in church a lot. Just believe it by faith. Just believe it by faith. Well, what does that mean? That just means no matter what is around you, just believe. Now, that is good in its place. It really is. When you don't have anything else, just believe it, just no matter what. But we're in a new day now. And thanks to social media, a lot of people are just not believing it by faith anymore. I need some concrete proof. Give me something to hold on to in the meanwhile. What can I hold on to? What can really build my faith in God? What can build my faith in a marriage? What can build my faith in a new love? You know, when you've gone through a divorce and you just like, I don't trust people. I remember somebody said, no, I don't want to get married again. I'll just meet up with people and we can have sex, but I don't want to get married again. And that's really what they told me. We just hook up, we can have sex, but I don't want to, I ain't giving my heart to nobody. Now, that's a question all by itself. We have to deal with that. Brent, you got to remind me to do that. I want to really do that as a show. You know, can you have sex without love, or can you have love without sex? I just want to know, does sex always equal? Can you have sex without your heart getting involved? Now, I know somebody ready to answer me, but that's not today's show. That's not today's show. Hold on. That's not today's show, but we'll deal with that one, hopefully on next week, okay? But today, how do you develop trust? How do you develop, you know, trusting the universe? And, you know, how do I do that when I feel like I've been let down so much? And if you want to really get over fear, that means you have to develop trust. Well, how do I do that? One thing, one key factor, if you really want to develop trust, you got to really, let's say, be a person of your word. Be a person of your word. Even when you're dealing with spirit, and this is one thing that I've learned, even in dealing with spirits, and when I see clients and different things, because I'm also a spiritual practitioner, and there are people that come to me about spiritual matters and different things that they need assistance with. Well, one thing I tell them, one thing you want to do when it comes to the universe, be a person of your word. Don't say one thing and then you do another. And I believe that's with anybody, period. And I think I said this in one other show. When you are even raising your children, if you tell them we're going to go to the park today, you got to be a person of your word. You said it, and they're depending on you. My children came to me the other day and said, Daddy, you said we was going to go to the pool. Well, I did say that, and that morning I was feeling better. But by that afternoon, I wasn't feeling so good. But they don't understand pain. They only know what you said. And so you know what I did? So I would not disappoint my children. I sure did. I got myself up, got myself dressed, and I said, okay, I'm going to take y'all to the pool. And we did. And they were just, and I felt much better even just knowing that they were excited. Now, we know sometimes situations come that you have no choice, but you have to really explain that to them. Now, some of us say, I'm the parent. I ain't explaining nothing. But what is happening is you're teaching them not to trust what you say. Even as a hypnotherapist, I tell people, and I've seen this in some of my clients, the reason why you don't have trust is because I can see this intuitively. You did not trust what your parents said. Even if they say, you know what, I'm going to spank you when I get home, and they don't spank you, you know what we do? Oh, I can get away with it next time. You don't really say it like that, but subconsciously, you know, if they make another threat, oh, they ain't going to do nothing. You know, you ain't going to tell them that in their face. Of course not. But, you know, they ain't going to do nothing, right? But in order to develop trust, you got to be a person of your word. Well, Dr. Mosley, how does that respond with, how does that correlate with the universe? If you're telling God, I'm going to, let's say for instance, I am going to read Psalms 23 for the next 3 days. Do you know the universe is counting on you to do that? because it's developing trust in you and you're developing trust in the universe. So we both have to develop trust in one another. Do you know God really does love you? He really, really does. But are you able to be trustworthy? Are you ready? Somebody said, I want $1 million. I want it right now. I believe God and I'm going to the revival and I want him to pray for me $1 million. Well, all things are possible, but are you trustworthy? Are you trustworthy? Can you really, you know, what are you going to do with that $1 million? Are you just going to spend it up on everything else? You know, are you really going to, you know, we say this, God, if you let me win $1 million, I promise I'm going to give to the needy. I'm going to promise I'm going to help my Uncle Joe get his retirement. I'm going to help him get a lawyer. I'm going to help my Aunt Susie get a restaurant. You know, we make these promises, don't we? And sometimes you get $10. You don't even want to share with nobody that $10. So how can you be trustworthy with $1 million? Think about that for a moment. How can you really be trustworthy with $1 million and you cannot even be trustworthy with $10? Huh? Does that make any sense? How can you give your life over to someone in a relationship and you can't even trust what they say? Oh, I love you. I'm going to be there to pick you up at 8 o'clock. And it's now 9:15. Does that make any sense? How can you develop trust? Now, maybe there's somebody on the phone line. Maybe you have a question. How did you develop trust? How do you develop trust in a situation? I got some emails here and I got some statements from some people that have contacted me through Facebook and through the text. So we're going to go through a couple of those. But how do you develop trust? How did you start trusting someone in your life? Maybe that lover that you are involved in right now. Now, those of you that are on the phone line, I want you to hit *6 and I'm getting ready to come to you. Let me know, how did you develop trust? Or maybe somebody said, I'm still trying to develop trust. How do you develop trust in yourself? I even asked a psychic that one time. I said, well, how did you develop your gifting that you just, because they were just sure what they were saying. Well, this is this and this is this. How did you develop that trust to know that your signals or your symbolisms or whatever that you are getting your information is correct? How do you develop trust? You in tune to your spiritual GPS to success, and you are successful. You are, because you're developing trust not only in the universe, but today you're developing trust in others and you're developing trust in yourself. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't you go anywhere. I got more coming up for you. We're talking about trust, all right? Yeah, get ready for more. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. You know what? No matter where you're going, we're going to get you there. No matter what direction you're on, we may have to get you off the freeway and turn you all the way around, but you are going to get to your destination of success. Because I cannot say this enough. You are ordained or gifted or destined by God, by the universe, to be successful, to have the good that you want. You know, I really don't believe that God gave us the ability to desire and not give it to you. God is not the type of person to have a dangling carrot in front of your face. I bet you can't get it. Y'all seen that commercial about the insurance man, and he's holding a little dollar with a fishing pole. Oh, you almost had it. You know, that is not the universe's way of doing things. And you know what that does? That's saying, I can't trust you. Because every time I reach for it, you go yank it back up and where I can't get it. That's not good. That's not trustworthy. I believe that whatever desire you have, you are to be able to reach it. God is saying, I just want you to develop trust. Trust in God. Trust in other people. Trust in yourself. Knowing that, yeah, you're going to need to trust other people. You're going to have to do it. Because somebody else is going to help you along the way. That person that, you know, because somebody, I don't trust nobody. Yes, you do. You're going to have to trust somebody if you want to get ahead in life. And the main thing is, you cannot always be in charge of what other people may do, but at least trust what you do. And teach people how to treat you. You got to be trustworthy. Be a person, a man or woman of your word. Be trustworthy on your behalf. And then people, that tells them, no, I better do her right, because I better not be late, because she's on time. She's on time. She's straightforward. You know, this is the way she is. So I better not mess around with her. You are teaching people how to trust you, as well as they are understanding how, or you understand how you can trust them, because you're setting a standard. You are really setting a standard. This is what I want, and this is how I expect to be treated. Make sense? Let's go here to the phone line. I believe I'm going here. Let's see if I press the right button. I believe I have my friend Brent on the line. Brent, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Mosley. You kind of caught me relaxing. I thought I'd be the last guy out, so I'm here.
Caught you relaxing. All right. And you know what that says? Now, if you're able to relax, that means, and this is a good thing, I tell people, when you're able to relax, that's a sign of trust. Now, I would tell people when they would drive me, some people, they would pick me up as I travel. If I'm going to sleep while you're driving, either two things. Either one, I am very exhausted, or two, I really trust your driving. But if I don't go to sleep while you're driving, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. So if you're able to relax right now, that means you're in a state of trust. How did you develop trust?
Well, that's a kind of tough one. You know, there's, in my mind, I'm listening, and there's two levels of that. So when it comes to trusting the universe, that's easy for me, because it's all love, and there's no way to be betrayed. When it comes to people, they're a little tougher sometimes. And I guess, honestly, sometimes I'm still working on trusting my fellow humans. But it's about a perception, so I'm open to whatever's going and can happen. And whatever happens, to quote some other folks, so to speak, it's always for you, not to you. So if somehow they betray you, there is a lesson there somewhere, or something, you know, it's happening to teach you something.
Now, I like what you said. It's a lesson to be learned. Now, let me deal with something right here, Brent. Some people say, I cannot trust the universe because it let me down. I asked for something. I wanted a new car and I didn't get it. So, and some people do that. You know, we teach a lot about the law of attraction, and people say, oh, that don't work. I tried it a few times and it didn't work for me. I wanted $1 million. I want the universe to give me $1 million, and it didn't happen. So what happened? What was the problem? What was the problem there? And so therefore, they figure that all of what we're saying, that ain't trustworthy. I don't believe that crap. Mm-mm. What do you say to people like that?
Well, that's easy. First of all, part of being trustworthy is you have to be at the right vibrational level, or be able to deal with that situation. You know, if you go from having nothing to $1 million, you have no concept of what that does to your life, and is disruption, or the responsibility goes with it. So you have to do in baby steps. So maybe it's 1,000 today and 4,000 next month. And then pretty soon you learn, and you raise your vibration to match that. If you're not a vibrational match for that, it's going to be a chaos.
Mm.
If you even get it.
Wow. So you got to be on the vibrational level to trust is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to, yes, I mean, you have to be vibrational match for the things that you are seeking. You know, you don't, you know, it's baby steps. You can't go from riding a bicycle to driving a Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to survive it.
Well, now, and that's something to think about, really, with everybody. And I like the way it really came out. What vibrational level are you trusting at? What is your trust level? Because that's the way most things are. What is your trust level? Because somebody said, no, honey, I don't trust that. Mm-mm, I don't trust. Well, why you don't trust that? Why aren't you at that level to trust? So that's a good question. When people are coming to, because some people, I know you're a shaman and people come to you for healing. And some people say, I don't believe in that shaman. I don't believe in that. Mm-mm, no. Well, that means you're not at the trust level. So why come to me? Why even call me? I remember reading
and they don't.
And that's true. I remember reading a book, and this is, you know, part of my truth. I was drawn. I remember when John Edwards first came out, and my background was really Christianity. And I was in the deep Pentecostalism, and really, we did not like the term psychic. We did not agree with that term. But something about him when he came on television years ago, it just caught my attention. I said, I like his energy, something about him. And I remember going to get his book. And at that time, he had, I think it was one book that came out. And so I went to the store, and I remember going into the store, and I dropped something. I dropped my keys, and when I went to pick up my keys, when I came back up, that was his book looking me dead in the face. And I said, okay, this must be the universe telling me to. At that time, I didn't say universe. I said God. This must be God meaning for me to buy this book. And so I really just, developing trust now, I started skimming through the book while looking in the bookstore. And that was a part on the book. That was a part, a section on the book that made a statement. It said somebody was questioning him, you know, is this really real? I don't believe in this. And he made a statement, and I wish I knew the name of that book. I have it in my library. But he made a statement, said, this is all by God. You got to believe in God for this to work. If you don't believe in God, it's not going to work for you. Now, when I read that, that's all I needed. I went to the cash register and I bought the book because that statement registered with me. We call different, now that's another show altogether. I need you to write that down for me too. I need to do another show on that. Psychic versus prophets, or spirituality versus giftings, because we title things as a psychic or a prophet or a clairvoyant or intuitive. No, that ain't none of that. You got to use the church, what the Bible say. The Bible said prophet. And the Bible said, that's why some people don't believe in shamanism, but the Bible didn't use that term shamanism. But how do we develop trust in these things? You got to really see, what is your trust level? Where are you? And have you opened your vibrational level? Have you opened your mindset to be taught more, or to even understand more? Does that make sense to you, Brent?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. You have to be able and believing for anything to happen. In fact, to go into your realm a little bit, I think even you crossed this possibly. About when Jesus was trying to raise a child from the dead or something of the sort, how he cast the family out. It wasn't cast out in anger. He cast them out because they weren't believing and they were messing with his vibration or his energy. He couldn't
exactly
work with them standing there saying, you can't do that.
So you are exactly right. So somebody right now that is listening to this broadcast, and you're saying, I want $1 million, or I want better love, I want this. Can the law of attraction bring that to me? Yes, but you got to develop your level of trust. And how do we do that? Now, in church, we say, hear other people's stories. Hear other people's triumphs. Listen to other people's testimonies. That's a scripture in the Bible that says, faith comes by hearing. And it's true, when you hear other people's story, how they've come through life, what they have gone through, it builds trust or even excitement for yourself to say, hey, if Brent can endure that, I believe I can too. If this person can do that, I believe I can. So sometimes I guess the way to build trust is by hearing other people and what they have gone through. Does that make sense to you, Brent?
Yeah, I've never heard it like that before, so I'm pondering all that.
But honestly, if you know, one time I remember, sometime when you watch a TV show that says this is a real life story, and I'm sitting there like, this can't be true. Oh my God, are you serious? They went through this? Now we know sometimes Hollywood can glamorize things, but when you think about it and to know the essence of maybe it really is true, the whole ordeal, now maybe some of the little parts have glamorized, but overall this is really true, and it lets you know, well, if they can make it through this, I believe I can. I believe I, and it builds my level of trust. So what I want to encourage somebody right now, think about somebody else's story. Just for a few minutes. Think, Brent, while you're on the phone line, and we're going to move on, but is there anybody's life that has inspired you, that have built faith or built trust within your life? Oh, that's a deep breath, Brent. I wonder, were you still with me?
I guess they're my healers.
Say it again.
I'm thinking.
I don't know.
There's several people I don't really fan anybody. I take everybody has something to offer.
Yes.
And you just got to figure out what's good for you.
And that's true. So so therefore, you are an open person. You're pretty much able to hear and take the good from anybody's story. Is that basically what you're saying?
Absolutely, yes.
And I really think that's good. You're able to take the good out of what anybody has gone through and really find the joy, find the peace in that situation, find something that's beneficial for you. Listen, everybody, I'm so glad. I'm talking to Brent, and we can get on the phone for hours. But listen, we're talking about developing trust. How do you do that? How do you develop trust? And one thing that I said is you got to really be a person of your word. You really do. Start just with that. Being a person of your word. Doing what you say to do, and you're teaching others how you like to be treated. You also are setting a standard, and when people don't do according to your standard, you know, I can't trust them. I really cannot trust them. We've been talking about how you even got to find out what is your level of trust. What is it? And just start where you are. And be honest. Oh, now that I got to talk about that when I come back. You know, sometimes you just got to be honest. You just got to say, hey, listen, for real, I'm being honest with you, and I'm gonna give you everything I got right now. I promise you, I'm gonna give you everything I got. Now make sure you tell them the truth, or they ain't gonna trust you no more. I promise you. Here's Anita Baker. I'll be right back.
Ain't there something I can give? In exchange for everything you give to me, read my mind, you make me feel just fine. When I think my peace of mind is out of reach, the scales are sometimes unbalanced, and you bear the weight of all that has to be. I hope you see that you can lean on me, and together we can come.
And you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. Yeah, I'm your intuitive life coach, everybody. I'm Dr. Michael Moser, and I want to thank you so very much. We're talking about trust today. We really are. How do you develop that trust? How do you develop the trust? Maybe somebody text me, let me know, how did you develop trust? Text me, 916-467-4448. How did you develop trust? How did you develop to trust someone again after your heart has been, you know, tampered with, or maybe you went through a heartbreak situation? How did you develop trust? And before we went on break, I was saying, with, you know, one thing we got to do is just be honest. One thing we really got to practice is being honest. Start telling people the truth. If they ask you, do I look fat in this? Well, you don't look as skinny as probably you want to be. That's a nice way to say, yeah, you look fat, right? Or somebody say, does this taste good? I remember I was cooking something and somebody, I let them taste it. I said, how does it taste? They said, oh, well, the meat is a little tough. But, you know, there's good flavor. Now, you know what? It did kind of hurt my feelings. But I appreciate them because I said, you know what? I'm glad they told me so I can do better next time. You know, and that lets me know when I ask them, they go give me an honest answer. So therefore, it is true. You got to be honest. A lot of us watched American Idol. My brother-in-law was on there, and I was so proud of him. And he made it through a lot of the seasons, a lot of the sessions. I forgot how it was, but he was on that season before last. And but you know, when it came down to Simon, or you know, somebody said, "Oh, I hate Simon." But then a lot of us, we will wait and see what Simon gonna say, because we know Simon, he gonna give you a good answer. Simon, you may not like his answer, but you know, if Simon say you good, then you good. One thing is to develop trust is to be honest. Be honest. Now, even dealing with the universe, be honest with yourself. What are you really looking for? Well, I wanted a husband and the universe didn't give it to me. Well, because was that really honest? And somebody said, well, yeah. Well, I've had some people that I've intuitively, I can't say that word today for some reason, but I discerned, let's use that word, how we say I discerned. Thank you so very much. Thank you. I found another word there. Thank you all so very much. I'm going to get my engineer, I promise you. But I discerned that, you know, really you think you want to be married, but really you want someone to help pay your bills. Or you really just want the comfort of somebody, because your idea of a husband may not be in sync really with what your subconscious is saying. You know, you just tired of paying your bills and you think about, if I can get somebody to help me, I just need a little help. You know, but that's not really a husband. No, you're looking for a partner, you know, business partner, somebody to help you with your bills. Let me go here to the line. I'm going back live, talking about trust, and let's see who we have on the line. Let's see, caller, give me your first name and where you're calling me from.
I'm Tracy in Montana.
Tracy.
Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you, Tracy?
Awesome.
Oh, Tracy, I'm so glad you're on, because I was just getting ready to read your email that you sent me. In fact, you sent me two.
Oh, fantastic.
And I thank you so very much.
I did.
For you, from Montana. I've never been to Montana.
Oh, come soon.
I'm gonna have to get to Montana. All right. So, Tracy, how are you in trust? How did you develop trust?
I think I love everything that your first caller, Brent, said, but what I also want to add to that is to forgive. When you're carrying around all the hurts that people have messed you over, it's important to forgive them and forgive yourself. And if you can't forgive them, to put them in God's hands to forgive, and now let God heal your heart.
Now, let me ask you a question, which is really another show altogether, but that I want to deal with this since you brought up that word, yes, forgive. How do you do that?
Isn't that something? I like to picture that if you are in unforgiveness, that you are actually handcuffed to that person. And so what you got to do is release your side of the handcuffs. And, you know, you just say, it's not excusable what the person did to you, but you know, I forgive you because I have to be free. I'm going to put you in God's hands, and let him heal my heart. And when I know that I can think of you and wish goodness upon you and not wish harm upon you, then I've forgiven you. Sometimes that takes time. Sometimes it takes God's work to heal somebody's heart. But you have to be willing first. Now,
I like what you said. Sometimes you imagine like you releasing their hand or letting them go. Is that the visualization?
Yeah, like you're releasing the shackles. I mean, you're as long as you're holding them in unforgiveness, you're shackled to that person. And so you gotta let the key, you gotta turn the key on your own side and let yourself out.
Wow. Now, I love that. You sent me an email, and I'm going to read the email. You said, Dr. Mosley, I found your program last week on iTunes, and I was so impressed with your compassion and loving upbeat energy. You also have the swankiest music on your show. I thank you for that.
It's wonderful. I love listening to it.
And you said, I hope you give some insight into what is blocking the flow of money into my life, which is, yes, what I'm going to do. A year ago, I quit my government job because I developed an anxiety disorder and vision problems. I have been studying and practicing EFT throughout this year, and I cashed in my retirement funds to allow myself time to heal and to establish my own healing practice. Now, I'm out of money, and there are no paying clients. Yikes. I am very gifted in EFT. And when I use my skill to help another person to heal, I feel like my soul is on fire. I believe that this is my calling. So, what is standing between me and financial security? You are a dear man of God. Would you please help me to see what I am blind to so I can have financial peace? Thank you so much. That is really, your email is just so sweet. It really is.
No, thank you. Thank you.
What I want to encourage you, it's a word in here that really got my attention. It's a word, you said, my time to heal. You gave yourself time to heal. Now, I want you to remember that word, that phrase, time to heal, because that's what stood out to me. Give yourself time for your finances to heal. Time. How did you give yourself time to heal? How did you do that?
I withdrew from a job that was killing me. Mm-hmm. So I just resigned on the spot, and you know, and I allowed myself to stay home and did not feel guilty about doing so. You know, I pursued my interests interests that would feed my soul. You know, I love to cook, I love to garden. My husband and I are restoring an old house, and as best we can. And I just knew, you know, I sought out help from a very good therapist, and she's very encouraging to help me start this business and to trust my intuition. And so I thought I was really following what I was called to do. So,
Now, let me tell you.
It's just, go ahead, Hump, go ahead.
Let me tell you, do the same thing when it comes to money. I need you not to feel guilty about money. Now, part of the, when one thing that, because of your second email, answered your question. Now, let me read your second email to me, which came today. It says, Dr. Mosley, thank you for last week's show. I was reminded of what my priest told me a while back. The door to hell is locked from the inside. You asked the question, what are you afraid of? And I found that I am afraid to be seen. I have all kinds of chatter that makes me believe that I am not good enough, wealthy enough, thin enough to put my message and my gift out in the world. Who do I think I am to be helping others with their money, their weight, their spirituality, their mental health, when I don't have advanced degrees and I don't have it all figured out myself? I prayed to my guardian angel for help, and I received the message that I have been chosen to share my healing gifts, and my gifts are necessary now. I have been withholding the grace and healing this world need because I am too timid. Whew, that hit me right between the eyes. I look forward to hearing your next show, which you should, because you're going to be on it. Now, really, I want to encourage you. You answered the question right there yourself. You answered the question right there because that is a fear there. And it's causing you even to feel guilty. When I don't have it figured out, how can I help somebody else? That's guilt. I need you to get rid of guilt. I need you to get rid of it. I need you to put in your visualize the shackle and let it go. Pursue, like you just did, like you said, me and my husband, we are restoring our old house. We're pursuing our interests. Pursue your interests about money. Be honest about money. I love money. Money is wonderful. Money is great. Money lets me enjoy my life. Money has me to go and have a nice cup of coffee at a nice swanky restaurant. Enjoy. Don't feel guilty about money. Love money. Feel your value. You are too much, and you said it right yourself, you are too timid. So what is all around you is you are engulfed in fear. And fear is warding off your money. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
I'm getting it, yeah.
So really right now, you got to be bold. You know what I would give you as a homework assignment? I would start, number one, a couple of things. One, I would tell you to do something this weekend that is totally what you want to do, but maybe even out of character for you. Do something that you would really love to do. Maybe be spontaneous. I know you're in Montana, but I'm going to go to the park and sit down on the swing. You know, that. Well, you don't ever do that. But be spontaneous. Do something that you would never do and just find the freedom in it. Maybe go to a movie or maybe do something with husband that would be just different for you to kind of give you a shock system here. Give you a shock, sense of shocking your system. That we are doing things different now because you are good enough. You are smart enough. You are thin enough. Have you ever went back to school or let's say look back at some pictures and they were 10 years ago or maybe 20 years ago and you're like, oh, I used to think I was so fat. But looking at them now, I was really thin. Have you ever done that?
I have. It's astonishing. It's like, why did I ever think I was fat?
Yeah. And you realize you really wasn't fat at all.
Yeah.
But you know how you gained more weight?
No, I wasn't.
You gained more weight by thinking that you were. Because your mind was focused on, I'm too fat. I'm too fat. So guess what started happening? Too fat start coming. Too fat start building. Too fat start increasing in your life. Fat, fat, fat. And we get bigger and bigger. Because we're trying to lose weight, but you're not looking at, hey, you're thin. You really look good. You really are an amazing person. So now, that's the one homework assignment. I would encourage you to do something different that will kind of shock your system. And then I want to encourage you. I want you to, all this stuff that you just said, where was it on your email? Here it is. Who do I think I am? To be helping others with their money, their weight, I need you to realize I am good enough. I am well. I want you to take that same email and I want you to write out the word I am wealthy. I am good enough. I am thin enough. I am. And I want you to start saying that to yourself because it's true. It really is true. You really are. Now, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, according to your faith, be it unto you. So you got to really believe it for yourself. You got to really believe that you are good enough and you don't need any other validation than what you say about yourself. Nobody else can say I am for you but you. So when you're saying, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, then that's the truth according to you. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
So Tracy, I want you to build your confidence in yourself. Get rid of fear. Imagine you are shackled. And you're shackled to this ugly, nasty, yucky, slimy, green, ugly creature. And it's called fear. And I want you to unshackle yourself and say, I am good enough. I'm smart enough. I am talented enough. I am good at EFT. I am a good mother. I am a good wife. I'm a good human. I am worthy of money. I love money. I am a lover of money. I am special. I am divine. I am chosen, as what your angel said to you. Can I ask you a question right now, Tracy? How do you feel with me saying those words?
It's hard to absorb right now.
Mm-hmm. I was feeling that.
I mean, it's flattering, but it's something I'm not used to hearing.
And how does it make you feel?
Not conflicted.
Mm-hmm. It makes you feel conflicted. And right now, that's what we got to get through, Tracy. We got to get through that conflicting feeling, because you got to learn how to trust what the universe is trying to tell you. And the universe is being honest, saying you are good. But for some reason now, and this is probably going to take a little bit of therapy, but for some reason you choose, and I have to use that word very strongly, you choosing to believe what the negative report was, what somebody may have said to you before. And I need you to do what you said, forgive them. Because every time you hear, you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, you're too fat, that's a shackle. Each one of those are shackles, and they're keeping you bound. And we got to let those shackles go. Does that make sense, Tracy?
It does. And I'm going to have a prime opportunity this weekend to face my family at a family reunion. A lot of forgiveness is going to have to happen.
No.
A lot of love.
A lot of forgiveness will happen, because you're going to initiate it.
Right.
You're going to initiate it, because you got to realize how important you really are. And it doesn't matter what others may do. You have to make a choice for yourself. And you can help others if you help yourself. So, and I need you, before the event this weekend, I need you to put in your mind, I am good. I am talented. I am smart. I am gifted. I am created for this purpose. Again, nobody can say I am for you but you. Now, you establish your own healing practice, and I think that's absolutely wonderful. So now, you can heal yourself by just with a powerful word, but you got to believe it. Tell me something, Tracy, what is one thing that you know you're good at?
I am good at allowing space for people to have great ideas.
Wonderful.
Something I don't even have to try to do. I call myself a muse, you know, like one of the daughters of Zeus that allows people to be inspired and creative and all that. And, you know, people often just in my presence will just chatter along and I don't have to say a word, and they figure things out themselves, or they get a fantastic idea. Happens all the time. I don't have to say a word.
So
but then they turn around and say, thank you. You're such a help.
So now, let me move, because I know my time is moving, but this is what I would say to that. That means you have a healing energy about you. You have a wonderful healing spirit that is already there. And you don't have to work too hard to let it shine. It's just automatically there. So you got to learn.
No, I don't have to work harder.
Right.
But it's him.
So all you got to do is just relax and be who you are, a loving, healing energy. See, you letting all these shackles come on you. No, that's not me. That's not me. I am good enough. I am. I am smart enough. I am thin. I am. I'm good at what I do. I need you to realize.
I'm uniquely gifted.
Hey, I love it. I love it. And that's what you, now remember what your priest said? I thought that was wonderful, because I highlighted it on my email. Remember what your mm-hmm. priest said, that the door to hell
locked on the inside.
From the inside.
Right. He doesn't want us in there. He didn't put us in there. We put ourselves in.
So now I'm going to ask you.
And we let ourselves out.
I'm going to ask you, Tracy, yeah. Why in the hell are you in hell? I pray.
Well,
I
now
pray.
That I'm looking at it, I can't think of why. It's really quite nutty, isn't it?
You know what? And I think I had someone to send me a text last week from Anaheim, California. I believe this is, they're from Anaheim. And they said, I'm coming out of hell, Dr. Rose. They sent me a text like that. So I'm going to ask, why in the hell are you in hell? Get out of hell. It's not comfortable. Release it and let joy continue to come in, okay?
All right. And I'm going to sing a Meatloaf song, Bat Out of Hell.
There you go. I want you to use that. I love that visualization, though. I want you to imagine that shackle, and I want you to let every shackle go. I want you to go back through that email, and I want you to start letting those shackles fall. I am good enough. I am smart enough. I am. People are willing to pay you for what you know how to do and how to help them. They're willing to pay you. Mm-hmm. There are doctors and people that deal with health and fitness. They are overweight. They're not always in shape. Go to the hospital. You'll see them. But you're not paying for me to be in shape. You're paying for me to help you with what I know how to do. You want me. I remember one time, child, I had gout so bad. I told the nurse, I said, I don't care where you went to school, what degree you have. Give me a pill or a gun. Just either one, because I'm in pain. So I want to encourage you to know people want you to help them. That, you know, they're not that, there are people that judge you, yes, but there are more people that need your help. And when they're in dire need, we don't have time to judge. We need you to help me heal. So please understand that. Will you do that for me?
I will do that.
Tracy, I thank you so much. Give Montana my love until I get there, and I'll scream hello Montana once I get there, okay?
All right. We'll have some wine and chocolate together.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so very much. Oh, you know what? You all have really just blessed my heart. I really do. I just love doing this show. How do you develop trust? How do you do it? How do you really do it? Ladies and gentlemen, Brent and Tracy have given us a few clues. Honestly, sometimes you got to let some of the shackles go. Realize what is holding you back. Realize that the handle to hell is only on the inside. You got to, hey, get out, open the, get the hell out. I'm getting out of here. And I got to raise my trust level. I got to raise my trust level of myself. How do I do that? By believing more in myself. Try to find something good about yourself that you know you're good at doing. And just start right there. I'm good at making chocolate cake. Or I'm good at cleaning. I can clean up a house. I really can. I can clean up a restroom. Even if you can't clean the house, just can you clean up the restroom? And pat yourself on the back about that. Be honest. Be truthful about your feelings. Be a person of your word. These are all little tidbits that will help you to develop trust and help other people to trust you, and you're setting a standard for how you expect people to treat you and how you're going to treat other people. Listen, I pray you've enjoyed yourself today. I got so much more I could talk about, so many other words I could reveal, but I'm not out of words. I'm not out of love, but I surely am out of time. I got to go. I got to go. They ain't going to let me have too much more time here. I got to go. But I love you so much. Go to the website. I have some summer specials on there. Dr. Michael Mosley. I would love to schedule a session with you. Go to the website, Dr. Michael Mosley. Look me up on Facebook, on the fan page, Dr. Michael Mosley on Facebook. Would you do that for me? I love you all. And I really do. I'm not saying that just to be saying it. I love you all. You all have been so very special and so very sweet to me. Know that I thank you from the depths of my heart. Stay on that positive pathway to success. You're guaranteed success. Just start trusting more, okay? Listen, I'll see you back here next week. If you want to be a part of our live radio audience, text the word LOA to 40691. I'll see you again next week. God bless you, everybody. Hey everybody, this is Dr. Michael Mosley, your intuitive life coach, and I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. You can have your cake and eat it too. You can have and enjoy the life you want through my intuitive life coaching sessions. There is success, wealth, abundance, and plenty of money waiting to come into your life experience through intuitive coaching. All sessions are done online or through Skype, so you can stay in the comfort of your own home or office. Or maybe you want to quit smoking, lose weight, reduce stress, build a better relationship. It can all be done also through my intuitive hypnotherapy program. I tell you what, let's find out which program will work better for you by texting the word therapy to 40691 to schedule your free 20-minute consultation. That's right, text therapy, T-H-E-R-A-P-Y, to 40691 and schedule your free 20-minute consultation. I am ready to coach you into your success.